Welcome back to another episode of Girls Gone Wild. This is what we do every week. We get together and the conversation just goes wherever we want it, really. Yeah. It just goes sideways normally, ends up at sex normally.
It does. Inevitably it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But that's kind of where it came from. The conversations came from girls' nights out, a few wines over a cheese board, and conversations always went south really quick.
Yeah.
When I say south, I mean anything below the belt, really.
Anything below the waist. Oh, just on that, I don't know if you remember a couple of episodes ago, I was talking about my new friend at the gym. Not friend at the gym.
Oh,
my
yeah.
friend, the equipment at the gym.
Yeah.
It's going really well. No one's ever on it. So for anyone that doesn't know what I'm talking about, we call it the orgasmizer. It's a piece of equipment at the gym where you put your forearms down and then you hang and then you do leg raises.
Yep. Double leg lifts.
Does great work for your abs.
Yep.
Also gives me an orgasm.
You can't sell to everybody that it just gives you an orgasm. You are still doing 30 reps of abdominal exercises in between, yep. also then orgasming in the middle of a gym with other people around, but you have to take your AirPods out because you can't do it distracted. Like, this is big. You can't just say, oh, I just get on that machine, lean on my arms, hang my legs, and you're having an orgasm. You put in the work.
Yeah, but guess what happens now? Because I reckon now I've got it to about 12 reps.
Oh, right, okay.
So first round,
yep.
just keep it going until 12.
12, yep.
Yep, and then that's all good. And the other new revelation is that I can now keep my AirPods in and I've stopped caring about whether anyone notices. That's massive for me. I'm the person that can't even have a cat in the room when I'm having sex with my husband. It's a big deal.
It's a massive deal. And you also on this podcast have confessed the fact that you usually need a pillow over your face to even orgasm.
Yeah.
What? Now you're in the middle of a gym.
Yeah. And I keep my AirPods in because I'm like, it's fine. I trust myself not to make any loud
Fuck,
noises.
I can't wait for the day for you to just belt out a massive like, and everyone's like, what? I'll have what she's having.
I actually quite enjoy now knowing that no one knows what I'm doing. And I look around the gym and there's a lot of old people that go to my gym. There's a lot of like elderly people that go to my gym, retired.
Yeah.
And I kind of look around going, you don't know what I'm doing. Like, it feels a bit naughty.
You don't know that Martha is not over there watching you and is like, I know what she's doing. And I'm now going to be over here trying to. Doesn't matter if I'm 65, I'm going to try those ab exercises and I'm going to try my best
yeah.
and my hardest.
You're welcome.
Go for your life, Martha.
Best machine. I've never enjoyed going to the gym.
You do now.
Yeah.
You go, what, Monday to Friday?
Yeah, I try to.
See?
Try to go Monday to Friday. What is today's topic?
Today's topic, I have to, I'm even starting to like get a bit hot and sweaty talking about it because we interviewed one of the girls for OnlyFans.
Yeah.
She was on OnlyFans, you know.
She gave up her full-time job because she was making so much money on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. And we do talk about OnlyFans a fair bit. I do not have an account for OnlyFans. I have heard so much information about OnlyFans that I've considered having a feet option for OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Maybe ankles or something like that. Something that, you know, not recognizable.
Yeah.
We started talking about crazy things that she'd been asked to do, like requests that you can apparently get asked to do if people have certain things, which led on to the conversation about feet.
Yeah. So one of the things that someone asked her to do was stick her toe up her girlfriend's bum.
But she called it something. I can't remember what it was, but she called it a specific name and said, yeah, I get requests for that all the time.
Towing?
Though. That's like
hooking.
See, straight away. I'm like, oh, I'm hot and sweaty. I don't know what my thing is. I just think, oh, I don't want, why feet?
Yeah, you don't like feet anyway.
Yeah, but why would you want someone's clawfoot up, imagine, your, up your ass?
Imagine having your husband's toe on
no,
your husband.
I can't at all. I don't even want him to touch me in the bed. I'm like, don't touch me with your feet. So carrying on from that, I was having a little look around and there is actually requests that go out through OnlyFans for feet cake smashing.
Feet cake smashing.
So cake smashing is a thing for kids' birthday parties.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Normal kids.
How is it sexual?
I don't know how this is sexual. People, though, have created a fetish towards, I don't know if it's fetish, but an attraction towards watching women smash cakes with their feet, requested it on OnlyFans, and then people do it. So this girl, one particular girl, goes and makes the cake. So they get a little bit of footage from her making the cake and all the rest.
And, but is she like naked in an apron?
She's in an apron that's like a little bit promiscuous, kind of like boobs hanging out or
G-string,
whatever.
G-string, apron and a G-string.
Yeah, you know, that whole or like very low cut top and boobs just falling out kind of thing. And then she proceeds to, so it almost like makes it into like a little mini movie. And then she goes out and she puts on this whole thing of cake smashing with her feet. And that is what people request. There's feet on these images of people.
They are not all attractive feet.
Tell
either.
Me how that is an attractive, yeah, that's what I meant. What part of that, there, look at that photo.
Oh, is it's it, just, my, oh. Like, I hate my feet being dirty anyway. Like, I've always got socks on.
But for me, like, I look at that photo and go, how's that sexual?
No, that's not sexual.
Is that sexual?
No, she hasn't even got any toenail polish on.
That's my thing, is looking at this going, I don't quite understand it. Maybe I'm not meant to understand it. Maybe that's because feet are not my thing. But I'm just telling you, there's a market out there for putting your feet into cakes, and I'm talking about fresh cakes. Now, I did see this, and then she ate some of it. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I was like, oh,
well,
girl,
you know how clean your own feet are, but yeah, I would say even fresh out of the shower, I don't think I would use my feet to smash a cake and then eat it, even fresh out of the shower.
Are you meant to eat off your feet? Like, do we teach? We don't teach people to eat off your feet. Fuck me.
I don't understand how that is sexual. But people are making so much money from OnlyFans doing things that you wouldn't necessarily think. Like porn, I get it. Porn, I get how they make money off that. When we spoke to Jordan last week, I fully get how she made so much money on OnlyFans. Her and her girlfriend, videos, the two of them. And also not just, it's not like porn, because porn, you imagine, you know, you've got the girls there getting at it, but you've got some sleazy middle-aged cameraman watching. I imagine that they are not enjoying that situation. I don't feel like at all. Whereas Jordan and her girlfriend were...
they'd gone out for lunch.
Yeah.
Had a few drinks.
They were into each other anyway.
Yeah.
They were turned on. They were filming themselves. They've not got some third-party cameraman there.
No.
So I get
like
how...
in the bedroom together.
And how much more appealing would that be to the person paying to view it, knowing that they're genuinely really turned on?
Mm.
Not like the ones on bloody Pornhub.
I was reading an article and there is a title about the highest number of women ever slept with is this guy from Pornhub, and he's a porn king. They're basically labeling him the porn king because he's off of Pornhub. He slept with, I think it was something like 500. It was the most ridiculous number of women that he's ever slept with because he obviously does porn. It's his, what he does for a living.
Yeah.
Who comes up with the thing calling, let's name a porn king?
Like, no, let's crown him,
give him an award and say congratulations.
Also, if that's your full-time profession, because I think about what do I claim as a tax deduction for my
business.
You
would be claiming every
stationery, paper, the printer cartridges.
Yeah.
Can you claim condoms, lube, sex toys? Is that a tax deduction?
If you're working as the porn king, I would imagine the sets are already done. You'd be walking in and they would be a part of like your dressing room, like your dressing table over there. Go into your dressing room. Oh, what am I? Oh, how many girls have I got to fuck today? What's on the agenda? Oh, a bit of ass banging, bit of this, bit of that. And then you look to your thing, you've got like a thing of lube and then, you know, a section of like vibrators. And then like it just would be supplied. I'm thinking more along the lines of for a deduction of a porn king. For a tax deduction, I would be thinking like personal training, food,
Yeah.
Like food, what can sustain my energy?
Yeah.
You know, you'd have almost like a chef or someone doing that.
Yeah.
And then anal bleaching.
Yes, anal bleaching.
Because there'd be so much beauty stuff going on.
Waxing.
Permanent hair removal, bleaching of body parts.
Yeah. We've manicures, talked about pedicures. Fueling. We have talked about fueling because it's a physical job, right?
Yeah.
So you've got tradies, you've got sex workers. we talked about this before, but there are about 3 or 4 adult shops around near where I live.
Yeah.
Very short distances from each other. I don't know how they stay in business, but there's like 4 sex shops and then there's a Faster Pasta. We've said
and there was an Indian
many times.
Yeah.
Like, what's the Faster Pasta? Its job there is to sustain everyone that's going in buying all these sex toys.
No, but this is it, Katie. If you're a porn king or porn queen, mate, you're not fueling your body with an Indian curry beforehand.
No.
Think about this. Yeah. If you know, what have you got on the agenda today? A few meetings off. Don't worry about me. I've got 9 hours of laying on my back getting absolutely smashed by this guy. What are you going to be putting in your body? You're going to have nothing providing air.
No garlic.
No gas.
No baked beans. No curries.
No Mexican from the night before.
This is probably a subject for another time, but do you ever secretly fantasize that you're a sex worker?
Let's leave that for the next episode.
Okay. Oh, we are the girls gone wild.